بسم الله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 26, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, book 3, level 3, any meaning the first half of book 3. Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. There was some kind of technical problem for the first class. I don't know exactly what happened. I hope that we are on this time. Let me just check the sound. Okay, seems like it's on, Allahu A'lam. Okay, can somebody please let me know if the sound is on, if it's clear, because there was some technical problem in the first class, the earlier class for level 2, and apparently the sound was somehow not functioning. So is there anybody there right now who can let me know if... Okay, so it's on. Good. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma musta'an. Okay, so today, the lesson plan for today is that we want to quickly review the rules related to Mubtada and Khabar from the Arabic explanation of these matters on pages 89 to 92. Quick review of that because we did cover this last week. And then we want to go to the exercises. We'll read, translate, and check your answers to exercises 1 through 8 on pages 92 and 93. And then we're going to look at the charts on page 94 and 95. So, in a quick review of what we covered last week, the explanation of the rules related to Al-Mubtada and Khabar on page, starting on page 89. Okay, so the quick review is, I'm going to try to summarize as best I can the important affairs that we discussed last week and that we discussed previously from the English key. The first thing, Al-Mubtada and Khabar, yani the definition of Al-Mubtada and Khabar. Al-Mubtada huwa al-ism al-ladhi natahaddathu anhu. And Al-Mubtada is the noun that we are talking about, that we want to give some information about. وَالْخَبَرْ هُوَ الْحَدِيثُ الَّذِي تَتِمُّ بِهِ الْفَاعِدَةُ. And the khabar is what we want to say, yani that completes the benefit, that completes the sentence. What we want to say, concerning the mubtada. Mubtada is what we want to talk about. The khabar is what we want to say about it. They said, so for example, الْقَمَرُ جَمِيلٌ. Al-Qamaru Jamilun, the moon is beautiful. In this sentence, we want to talk about Al-Qamar. So it's the Mubtada. And what we want to say about the Khamar is that it's Jamilun, so it's the Khabar. Okay, the first rule that we're going to mention is that Al-Mubtada wal-Khabaru Marfu'an. That the Mubtada and Khabar are both in the nominative case. Okay, and we learned this a long time ago. Then we want to say we're going to divide it now into two sections. The ahkam or rules related to mubtada, and there are four things that we want to say here, and then the ahkam, the rules that are related to the khabar, and there are two things that we want to mention there. Okay, under the mubtada, there are four matters, or they have divided them into six here, yani related to the omission of the mubtada, or the omission of the khabar, or the omission of both of them. So it's four matters, yani hadf of the mubtada or khabar, or both of them. And as far as the khabar, there are two matters. So quickly, we're just going to mention those six things. In reference to the mubtada, we talked about the anwa' al-mubtada, the types of mubtada. It's either ism sarihun, that is a noun or a pronoun, or masdar mu'awwal, yani the particle n al-masdariya, with the verb, yani the masdar mu'awwal, which has the meaning of the masdar. The second matter related to the mubtada is ta'rif al-mubtada wa tankiruhu, yani the mubtada being definite or indefinite. We said that the asl, the norm, the original rule is that the mubtada is ma'rifa, it's definite, and they gave us examples of that. And then they said, however, sometimes the mubtada can be indefinite, but with conditions. So they mentioned two cases in which the mubtada can be indefinite, and these are not the only two cases, but they said one of them, the mubtada can be indefinite if its khabar is a shibah jumla, and that khabar precedes it. The second case is the mubtada can be indefinite if the mubtada is an ism istifham, because all asma al istifham are nakirat, they are all indefinite. So if the mubtada is a ism istifham, an interrogative noun, then it can be indefinite. The third matter that we talked about is tartib al-mubtada wal-khabar, yani the order or arrangement of the mubtada and khabar. We said the asl, the norm, or the original rule is that the mubtada precedes the khabar. However, it's permissible that the order could be reversed as long as there's no lack of clarity or confusion about the meaning of the sentence. It's permissible for the mubtada and khabar to reverse their order. It's obligatory for the mubtada to precede the khabar. If it is an ism istifham, it must precede the khabar. And likewise, the opposite is also true. The khabar must precede the mubtada if it is an ism istifham, because the ism istifham, la haqq sadara, it has the right to always come first. The fourth matter is in reference to hadf, the omission of the mubtada, the omission of the khabar, the omission of both of them. And we gave examples of them last week when, yani, the mubtada could be omitted if it's known. The khabar can be omitted if it's known without mentioning it, if it's known what it is, and both of them can be omitted if they are known without mentioning them. As far as the khabar, we said two matters related to the khabar. First, anwa al khabar, that the types of khabar, it's either a mufrad or a jumla or a shibah jumla. A mufrad means that it's not a jumla or a shibah jumla, yani a single word. The khabar can be a single word, or it can be a sentence, a jumla, either jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, or it can be a shibah jumla, that is jaa wal majrur or dharf. And we gave examples of all of them last week. Right now, this is just a quick review. The second matter related to the khabar is mutabaqatuhu lil mubtada, that the khabar must be in agreement with the khabar, must be in agreement with the mubtada in two matters, in number, in adad, and in jins. Yani, in number, meaning that it must be in agreement with the mubtada in terms of being singular, dual, or plural, and in jins, yani, meaning it must be masculine if the mubtada is masculine, or feminine if the mubtada is feminine. So this is a quick review of what we covered previously in both the English key and what we covered last week in the Arabic text for the explanation of the rules of mubtada and khabar. So today, inshallah, we want to look at the exercises, exercises 1 through 8, which we had for homework, and then we're going to look at the charts on page 94 and 95, and next week, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, we're going to go to the next lesson, lesson number 12. Okay, alright, so let's look at the first exercise on page 92, page 92. The instruction on the bottom half of the page says, تمارين اجعل كل اسم مما يأتي مبتدا. Make each one of the nouns from what follows as a مبتدأ. So they gave us a series of nouns, and each one of them, they want us to make it as a مبتدأ and complete it with a خبر. We're going to make the word they gave us as the مبتدأ, and then we have to add to it a خبر to complete the sentence. This is exercise number one. The first word is Ahmed. So Ahmed being the mubtada, we have to add a khabar to complete it, make it a complete sentence. I would say Ahmadu Zakiyun or Ahmadu Talibun or Ahmadu Imamun. Yani, as long as it makes sense. The second sentence, yani, in this case, the second sentence, they gave us two words here, Ahmadu wa akhuhu. Ahmadu wa akhuhu. So if this is the mubtada, Ahmad wa akhuhu, yani a khabar has to include both of them, right? It has to include Ahmad and his brother. Ahmadu wa akhuhu mujtahidan. Both of them are diligent. Or Ahmadu wa akhuhu taliban. Both of them are students. Or Ahmadu wa akhuhu musliman. Here the khabar should be marfu'an, and since it's dual, the sign of the muthanna word being marfu'un is alif. Yani mujtahidan, musliman, taliban, and so on. The third word they gave us, al-muslimuna. Keeping in mind that the khabar has to agree with the mubtada in number and in jins, in being masculine or feminine. Al-muslimuna, yusalloon. Muslims pray. Muslims pray. Naam. The next word, as-sayyaratu, is feminine and it's singular. So the khabar has to be feminine and singular. As-sayyaratu kabiratun. The car is big. As-sayyaratu jamilatun. The car is beautiful. And so on, like this. The next word they gave us, manarata al-masjidi. Manarata, yani the origin of this word is manaratan. But because it's a mudaf, it loses its noon. So it became manarata al-masjidi. The two minarets of the masjid are aliyatan. Or, yani dual, right? Aliyatan, yani are high. The two minarets of the masjid are high. Here again, minaret is feminine and it's dual. So the khabar has to be feminine and dual. Aliyatan. The next word they gave us is at-talibatu. It's feminine and it's plural. So the, yani, if the khabar is a mufrad, a single word, then it has to agree in these two things that we mentioned, in being singular, dual, or plural, or in being masculine or feminine. If it's a jumla or shibba jumla, then it's not, the jumla or the shibba jumla is not going to be, yani, in agreement like this. Alright, so, at-talibatu, the female students are, عند المديرة, or with the female principal. Or الطالبات في المكتبة, they are in the library. The next word they gave us is قلم. قلم ماجد على المكتب. على المكتب. يعني the pen of Majid is on the desk or on the table. The next word, al-kutubu, the plural of kitab. So here it is, yani the word is a plural word, but because it's ghayru aql, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. Remember, ghayru aql plurals are treated as though they are feminine singular. So the khabar should be a feminine singular word. Al-kutubu mufidatun. Books are beneficial. Al-kutubu mufidatun. The next word they gave us is ma, yani the ism istifham, the interrogative noun, which means what. So, for example, we might say, ma ismuka, or ma ismuhu. Naam. In this sentence, by the way, if we were to answer the question, ma ismuhu, we would say ismuhu, for example, Mahmud, or ismuhu Ibrahim. So we know from this that is in the question ismuhu is replaced in the answer by ismuhu, and ma is replaced by Ibrahim, and in the answer ismuhu Ibrahim, and Ibrahim is the khabar, so in this sentence ma is the khabar. Or we should say ma bika, yeah, so that we can make it. Okay, after this we also have the word men. Men maridun, for example. Men maridun, who is sick? And the answer, for example, we could say al-imamu maridun. Naam. Al-imamu maridun. So this will make us to see that men is replaced by al-imam, and imam in the answer is the mubtada. Okay. I just want to go back a little bit because I didn't pay attention too carefully. I neglected to pay attention to the instruction to this exercise, it did say ij'al kullu al-ism min mubtada, make each noun what follows the mubtada. So the example that I gave for men is fine, because in this question men marid, men is actually the mubtada. But in ma ismuhu, ism ma would be in this particular sentence, ma would be the khabar, and we should make it the yani mubtada. So we'll change the sentence as they gave us in the example in the English key. Yani ma bika, what is with you? Yani what is wrong with you? What is happening with you? Ma bika. And in the answer, for example, we could say maradun, yani there's some sickness that has befallen me. So in that case, yani maradun in the answer would be yani the mubtada muakhar, and therefore ma, which it's replacing in the answer, it is replacing ma from the question, so that means that ma would be the mubtada. Okay, so this is a little bit sometimes difficult to identify the ism istifham. Is it mubtada or khabar? Because the ism istifham must always come first, whether it's a mubtada or khabar. So we have to be a little bit careful with that. So I want to change the sentence that we're making here from ma ismuhu, because in that case ma would be the khabar. I want to change it to ma bika, in which case ma would be the mubtada. Okay. Exercise number 2, ij'al kulla ismin mimma ya'ati khabaran. Make each of the following nouns a khabar. Okay, so they're going to give us several words that's going to be the khabar. We have to bring the mubtada. So we have to bring a mubtada that is going to be suitable for the word that they gave us as the khabar. Keeping in mind, from amongst the rules of mubtada and khabar is that the khabar should agree with the mubtada. If it is a mufrad, if the khabar is a mufrad, it should agree with the khabar in terms of it being singular, dual, or plural, and in terms of it being masculine or feminine. So the word they gave us for the khabar is maftuhatan. So this word is feminine and it's dual. So the mubtada should be feminine and dual. Okay, as-sayyaratan maftuhatan. Yani the two cars are open. The next word they gave us, mughlaqatan. It's feminine and it's dual. So the mubtada should also be feminine and dual. So we can say, for example, nafidhata al-fasli. The two windows of the classroom are mughlaqatan. Are mughlaqatan. Yani the two windows of the classroom are open. The next word is jamilatun. It's singular and it's feminine. So the mubtada should be singular and feminine. We can say, for example, ash-shajaratu jamilatun. The tree is beautiful. The next word is najihuna. Yani it's masculine and it's plural, so the mubtada should be masculine and plural. Najihuna means yani that they passed the exam. Zumala'i najihuna, yani my classmates are najihun, yani they have passed the exam. The next word, mutahajjibatun, yani it's feminine and it's plural. Yani mutahajjibat, yani those who are wearing hijab, yani females who are wearing hijab, proper Islamic covering. So we can say, yani the mubtada should be feminine and it should be plural. At-talibatu mutahajjibatun. Mutahajjibatun. At-talibatu, the female students are mutahajjibatun, are wearing hijab. The next word is kayfa. And again, this is an ism istifham, so we have to be careful here that we use it in a way that it will be the word that they gave us. It will be the khabar. Okay? It should be yani the khabar. Khabar. So, kayfa haluka, for example, how are you? How or what is your condition? Kayfa haluka. If we had answered this question, we could say hali tayyibun or jayyidun. My condition is طيب وجيد. So in this case, حال or حالي is the مبتدا and طيبون is the خبر. And so طيبون is replacing كيفا. يعني كيفا in the question is replaced in the answer by طيب, because كيفا حالك in the answer you have حالي. So حالك and حالي are matching to each other, and كيفا is being replaced in the answer by طيب. طيب is the خبر, so كيفا is the خبر in the question. Same thing again with أين. We have to make it as the خبر, so we have to use it in such a way, and when we answer the question, that what replaces it in the answer is going to be the خبر. So أين, for example, بيتك, where is your house? In the answer, بيتي أمام المدرسة. So أين بيتك, بيتك in the question is replaced in the answer by بيتي, and أين is replaced in the answer by أمام. أين بيتك, بيتي أمام المدرسة. So أمام المدرسة, the ظرف أمام, ظرف المكان, and the مضاف إليه, or replacing أين, it is the خبر. So أين in the question is the خبر. The next اسم استفهام they gave us, ما. Okay, in this case we could use the example that we used in the previous exercise, ما اسمه or ما اسمك, and the answer to this question would be ما اسمه, اسمه أحمد, or ما اسمك, اسمي أحمد. Here we see that ما اسمك or ما اسمه, اسمك, اسمه is being replaced in the answer with اسمي or اسمه, and أحمد is replacing ما. So أحمد in this answer, اسمي or اسمه أحمد, أحمد is the خبر, therefore it in this answer is replacing ما in the question, so ما is the خبر. Another اسم استفهام, من. من أنت, who are you? And when we look at the answer, أنا المدير, or أنا المدرس, or أنا محمود. يعني we can see from the answer that من أنت, أنت is being replaced in the answer by أنا, and من is being replaced by المدير or المدرس or الإمام or whatever, which is the خبر. So من in the question is the خبر. The last اسم استفهام they gave us is متى. متى, for example, سفرك, when is your traveling, when will you travel, متى سفرك. In the answer, سفري, my traveling is قريب, my traveling is near. يعني so again in the question, متى سفرك, سفرك is being replaced in the answer with سفري, and therefore قريب is replacing متى. قريبٌ is the خبر, so متى in the question is the خبر. The last two words are ظروف, يعني adverbs, عند and فوق. So we want to make a sentence where عند is the خبر. So I would say, for example, المدرس عند المدير, or الطالب عند المدرس. In any case, الطالب والمدرس is the مبتدا, and عند the ظرف is the خبر, along with its مضاف إليه المدير أو المدرس. يعني المدرس عند المدير, مدرس is the مبتدا, عند المدير is the خبر. The last word they gave us as a خبر is فوق, also a ظرف, ظرف المكان. So we could say, for example, الطائرة فوق السحاب, the plane is above the clouds. So الطائرة or الطائر could say as well, يعني the plane or the bird is فوق السحاب, is above the سحاب. So فوق, the ظرف here is the خبر, along with its مضاف إليه السحاب. Alright, so yani basically this exercise, these two exercises, 1 and 2, are basically practice, yani in implementing the rules that we have studied in this lesson related to mubtada and khabar. Yani they gave us a series of words to use them as a mubtada, and we have to add a khabar to it that should agree with it. If it's a mufrad, And then they gave us a series of words that should be used as a khabar, and we have to add a mubtada to make a complete sentence that follows all of the rules that we were talking about in this lesson, including, you know, what can be a mubtada, what are the types of mubtada, what are the types of khabar, the mubtada being generally definite, but it can be indefinite with certain rules, following those rules, and same thing, yani the types of khabar. Could be a mufrad, a single word, or it could be a jumla, ismiya or fa'liya, or it could be a shibah jumla, ja'ul majroor or zarf, and the order and arrangement of mubtada and a khabar, and the agreement of the mubtada if it's a mufrad, agreeing with the mubtada in number, being singular, dual, or plural, or in gender, being masculine or feminine. Okay, this is exercise number 2, and let's turn the page to exercise number 3. Let me just check this here. Okay, exercise number 3. On the top of page 93, it says, اجعل لفظ المدرس مبتدعا في خمس جمل على أن يكون الخبر. Make the expression al-mudarris to be the mubtada, the subject, in 5 sentences. Okay, you're going to have 5 sentences. In each of these 5 sentences, the word al-mudarris is going to be the mubtada. And then they said, in each of these sentences, the khabar should be different types of khabar. Remember we said that the khabar are 5 types. It's a mufrad, or it's a jumla ismiya, or jumla fi'liya, or shibu jumla, ja'u al-majroor, or dharaf al-makan. So here they want you to take the word al-mudarris to be the mubtada, and then in each of these 5 sentences, the khabar is going to be one of the 5 types of khabar. In the first one, the khabar is going to be mufradan, fil-ula. So in the first one, the khabar is going to be a mufrad. Wa dharfan fil-thaniya. And it's going to be a dharf, an adverb, in the second sentence. وَجَارًا وَمَجْرُورًا فِي الثَّالِثَ. It's going to be a preposition, and the object of the preposition in the third sentence. It's going to be a jumla fi'liya in the fourth sentence, and it's going to be a jumla ismiya in the fifth sentence. So they want us to use al-mudarris as the mubtada, and then the khabar in each of these 5 examples is going to be a different type of khabar. It's going to be a mufrad, it's going to be a dharf, it's going to be jaw al-majroor, it's going to be a jumla fi'liya, it's going to be a jumla ismiya. In every sentence, mudarris is the mubtada. So in the first sentence, the khabar should be a mufrad, a single word, not a sentence or shibah jumla. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is jadid, is new. Or al-mudarrisu yani jayidun. He is very good. Or mumtazun. He is excellent. In the second sentence, the khabar should be a dharf. Al-mudarrisu عند المديري. The teacher is with the principal. Naam. The third sentence, the khabar should be jaw al-majroor. Preposition and its object. Al-mudarrisu fil madrasa. The teacher is in the school. Al-mudarrisu fil fasli. In the classroom. Al-mudarrisu fil maktabati. In the library. The fourth sentence, the khabar should be a jumla fi'liya. Al-mudarrisu dakhala al-fasla. Al-mudarrisu kharaja min al-madrasa. Yani the teacher entered the classroom, or the teacher kharaja min al-madrasa, went out of the classroom. Yani the khabar is a jumla fi'liya. And the last one, the khabar should be a jumla ismiya. Al-mudarrisu sawtuhu jamilun. Al-mudarrisu khattuhu jamilun. The teacher, his voice is beautiful, or his handwriting is beautiful. Sawtuhu jamilun. Khattuhu jamilun. Naam. طيب, after this exercise number 5, hati thalatha jumalin khabaru kulli wahidatin minha dharfun. Give 3 sentences in which the khabar of each one of these 3 sentences is going to be a dharf. So the khabar in each one of these sentences is going to be an adverb. It's going to be an adverb. Okay? So, the first sentence, for example, السيارة تحت الشجرة. The car is underneath the tree. Or, you could say, الكتاب تحت المكتب. The book is underneath the table. What is important here is the خبر is a ظرف. تحت, in this case. The next one, الطالب عند المدير. The student is with the mudir. Or, we could say, al-imamu amam al-masjidi. The imam is amama al-masjidi, in front of the masjid. Amama is a dharf. A third sentence, as-sama'u fawqana. The sky is above us. Or at-ta'iru fawqana, the bird is above us. Or ash-shamsu fawqana, the sun is above us. Number 5. Exercise number 5. Hati thalatha jumali. Khabaru kullu wahidatin minha jarun wa majrurun. Give 3 sentences in which the khabar of each one of them is a preposition and its object. Jarun wa majrurun. Yani a harf jar and a ism majrur. 3 sentences. The khabar should be ja wal majrur. In the previous exercise, the khabar was the dharf. In this exercise, should be ja wal majrur. These are the 2 types of khabar that are shibah jumla, either a dharf or ja wal majrur. 1 sentence, at-ta'amu fi thallajati, ja'a al-majrur, fi al-thallajati, at-ta'amu fi thallajati, the food is in the refrigerator. Al-a'malu bin-niyati, yani actions are judged by intentions, bin-niyati, ja'a al-majrur. Alhamdu lillahi, the praise belongs to Allah, lillahi is the ja'a al-majrur, yani li is harf jar. And in the previous sentence, B is harf ja, and in the previous sentence, fi is harf ja. At-ta'amu fi al-thallajati. Al-a'malu bin-niyati. Alhamdu lillahi. Exercise number 6. Ij'al kulla ismin mimma ya'ti mubtada'an ala ayyakunu khabaruhu ala ayyakuna khabaruhu jumlatan ismiyatan واستعن بالاسم الذي بين القوسين لتكوين الخبر. اجعل كل اسم من ما يأتي مبتدا. يعني make each of the nouns that follow as a مبتدا. Okay, they're going to give you a noun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. أحمد سيارتك الكتب أجنبي الكتب الأجنبية الطالب الجديد and الله. 5 words they gave us as the مبتدا. Make each of the following words a mubtada. Ala an yakuna, such that khabaruhu, its khabar should be, yakunu khabaruhu jumlatan ismiyatan, its khabar should be a jumla ismiya. Okay, this is another type of khabar, a jumla ismiya. Could be a jumla ismiya, a jumla fi'li. In this exercise, they want the khabar for each of these words that they gave as a mubtada. They want the khabar to be a jumla ismiya, yani a nominal sentence. And then they said wasta'in bil ism alladhi bayn al qawsayn, and seek help or aid or assistance with the noun which is between the qawsayn, between the parentheses. So they've given us a noun to be used, yani, in completing this sentence, li takwini al khabar, yani they're giving this noun to be used to compose the khabar. They gave us a word that's going to be the mubtada. They gave us something to help us in making the khabar. Okay, because the khabar is going to be a jumla ismiya. So the jumla ismiya is going to require 2 parts, a mubtada and a khabar. This mubtada and khabar, jumla ismiya, is going to be the khabar for the word that they gave us. Okay, so we have a jumla ismiya, begins with a mubtada. And then the khabar is going to be a new sentence, another jumla ismiya, so it's also going to have to be composed of a mubtada and a khabar. They give us a word to be its mubtada, and we have to bring another word to be its khabar. They gave us a word to be the mubtada of this new sentence that is the khabar for the original word. Okay, so I hope that's clear. They gave us a word as a mubtada. The khabar is going to be a sentence. That sentence is going to be a jumla ismiya. So it's also going to be composed of a mubtada and a khabar. They gave us a word in the parenthesis to be the mubtada, and then we have to fill in another word to be the khabar for this new sentence. That's the khabar for the original mubtada. Alright, so the first one, Ahmadu, and they gave us Akhuhu. Ahmed, his brother is something. Okay, so Akhuhu Maridun, for example. Ahmed, Akhuhu Marid. Ahmed is the mubtada. Akhuhu Maridun is the khabar. The whole sentence, the whole new jumla ismiya is the khabar for Ahmed. What about Ahmed? His brother is Marid. So Akhu is the new sentence. The khabar is composed of a new sentence. That new sentence, Akhuhu is the mubtada. Hu is mudaf ilayhi. And Maridun is its khabar. So together, this Akhuhu Maridun, this whole sentence is the khabar for Ahmed. What about Ahmed? His brother is sick. Or you could say Ahmedu Akhuhu Mudarrisun. Or Ahmed Akhuhu Imamuna. Number two, Sayyaratuka. Sayyaratuka. Your car or your automobile. They gave us for the new sentence that's going to be its khabar. What about your automobile? Launuha. Its color is akhdaru or ahmaru or azraku or abyadu. Any color. Launuha abyadu or launuha aswadu. Your car, its color is black or white or green or red or whatever color you wanted to put there. So the sentence launuha aswadu or launuha abyadu, that sentence is composed of a mubtada and khabar. That whole sentence together is the khabar for sayyaratuka. What do I want to say about sayyaratuka, your car? I want to say that its color is such and such and so and so. In this khabar, this sentence, jumla ismiya, laun is the mubtada, has mudawfun ilayhi. It's a pronoun, so it's mabniyun fi mahalli jar. As mudawf ilayhi, it's fi mahalli jar. And akhdaru is the khabar for laun. Number three. Al-Kutubu al-Ajnabiyyatu, the books, the foreign language books, thamanuha ghalin. Thamanuha, the price of them is expensive. Their price is expensive. Al-Kutubu al-Ajnabiyyatu, thamanuha ghalin. So the mubtada is al-Kutubu. And thamanu is the, or thamanuha ghalin is the khabar. The whole sentence, thamanuha ghalin is the khabar. So this khabar is composed of thamanu as a mubtada, has mudaf ilayhi, yani mabniun fi mahalli jar, and ghalin as the khabar. Thamanuha ghalin. Thamanu is the mubtada, ghalin is the khabar. And the whole sentence together is the khabar for al-kutubu. Al-ajnabiyyatu is the naat, describing al-kutub. So al-kutub is mubtada marfu'un with dhamma. Al-ajnabiyyatu is the naat, describing al-kutub marfu'un with dhamma. And the whole sentence, thamanuha ghalin, is the khabar composed of a thamanu, mubtada, ghalin, khabar, and ha mudaf ilayhi mabniyun fi mahalli jar. The fourth sentence, At-talibu al-jadidu ismuha or ismuhu mahmudun or ismuhu ibrahimu or ismuhu abdul qadir. Okay, the original mubtada is At-talibu marfu'un with dhamma. Al-jadidu is a naat or a sifa describing it, marfu'un with dhamma. The whole sentence, ismuhu ibrahimu, for example, the whole sentence, ismuhu ibrahimu, is the khabar for at-talib. So this khabar, ismuhu ibrahimu, is a jumla ismiya composed of a mubtada and khabar. Ismu is the mubtada, and ibrahimu is the khabar, and hu يعني is مضاف to اسم مضاف إليه مبني all pronouns are مبني مبني في محل جر why is it في محل جر because it's the مضاف إليه مضاف إليه is always مجرور if it's مبني then we say it's في محل جر so اسم is the مبتدأ مرفوع والثم هو مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر and إبراهيم is the خبر مرفوع with ضمة in the whole sentence اسمه إبراهيم is the خبر فالطالب number 5 لفظ الجلالة الله is the مبتدأ مرفوع with ضمة فضله عظيم his bounty his favor is magnificent his bounty his favor is magnificent so the لفظ الجلالة is the مبتدأ and the whole sentence فضله عظيم is the خبر and this خبر is a جملة اسمية composed of a مبتدأ and a خبر the مبتدأ is فضل مرفوع والضمة هو is مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر يعني it's مضاف إليه so it's a connected pronoun showing possession a possessive pronoun so it's مضاف إليه because it's a pronoun it's مبني But as مضاف إليه is في محل جر in the place where it should be مجرور and عظيم is its خبر فضله فضل is the مبتدأ عظيم is the خبر and the whole sentence فضله عظيم is the خبر for the love the جلالة الله okay so this exercise here number 6 is giving us practice and seeing how the خبر can be a جملة either jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya in this case they only use the jumla ismiya but likewise in the same way the khabar could be a jumla fi'liya just as the khabar could be a shubha jumla of either type of dharf as they gave us in exercise number 4 or jarun wa majrur as they gave us in exercise number 5 okay exercise number 7 exercise number 7 is astakhrij min ad-darsi أمثلة للجملة الإسمية حذف مبتدأها حذف I'm sorry حذف مبتدأها استخرج من الدرس يعني extract from the lesson أمثلة examples for الجملة الإسمية examples of nominal sentences examples for the nominal sentence حذف مبتدأها whose مبتدأ has been يعني deleted or omitted okay so we're going to go back to the Arabic text dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 87 and 88 and we're going to look for examples of جملة اسمية whose مبتدأ has been omitted okay so on the second page 88 near the top of the page or at the top of the page the teacher says أهلاً وسهلاً كيف حالك كيف حالك and the student says بخير والحمد لله بخير والحمد لله يعني is an example of a جملة اسمية in which the مبتدأ has been omitted يعني the original answer كيف حالك is أنا بخير how are you I am fine I am well I am good أنا بخير but here the مبتدأ has been omitted and he just answered بخير كيف حالك بخير and if somebody said how are you say fine you don't have to say I am fine you can say fine so the مبتدأ is omitted this is an example of a جملة اسمية in which the مبتدأ has been omitted right after that the مدرس says ما اسمك what is your name and he says منير منير this is another example of مبتدأ being omitted because what the original answer is what is your name my name is منير but if a person said what is your name and your name is منير and you just said منير you don't have to say my name is منير you say what is your name منير okay so in this case اسمي is the مبتدأ that is محذوف المدير is the المنير is the خبر a third example is right after that the teacher says ألماني أنت are you a German and the student Munir says لا بريطاني I am a British person So here again in the answer, are you German? And he said, no, British. Yani the original answer is, are you German? ألمانيٌ أنت? The answer is لا. أنا بريطانيٌ. I am a British person. So here, أنا has been omitted. That's the مبتدا. And it's sufficient just to say, yani, are you German? No, British. No, I am British. So these are three examples of جملة اسمية in which the مبتدا has been omitted. The next exercise, number 8, استخرج ما في الدرس من المبتدأات والأخبار. يعني extract from the lesson مبتدأات يعني subjects and أخبار يعني خبر مبتدأ and خبر. يعني extract words which are مبتدأ and words which are خبر from the lesson. أي نوع كل خبر على نحو الآتي. And then identify or specify the type of each khabar in the following manner. Ala nahwi al-ati. Yani bring the sentence, which has a mubtada and khabar, bring the sentence. And then identify the mubtada. Yani on the bottom of the page is showing al-jumla. So the jumla, you can bring the, identify a sentence. Then you identify the mubtada. You identify the khabar. And then it says, أَيِّن نَوْءَ كُلِّ خَبَرٍ. Identify the type of each خبر. يعني is it a مفرد, single word? Is it a جملة اسمية or جملة فعلية? Or is it a شبه جملة? شبه جملة يعني جار والمجرور or ظرف. Alright, so they want you to bring a sentence, a جملة اسمية, identify the مبتدا, identify the خبر, and then which type of خبر it is. Is it a مفرد? Is it a جملة of either type? Or is it a شبه جملة of either type? So this is a quite lengthy exercise, and this is the last exercise before we go to the charts at the end of the lesson. So let me see what page we're here. Alright, so let's look at the jumla, mubtada, khabar, and the type of mubtada. Okay, so let's look at this. For example, we have in the beginning of this lesson, and there are a lot of jumla, a lot of nominal sentences in this lesson. The first one that we see is in the beginning of the lesson. Al-Mudarris says, At-tullabu qaleelun. At-tullabu qaleelun. The students are few. So At-tullabu is the mubtada, qaleelun is the khabar. What type of khabar? A mufrad. It's not a jumla, it's not a shibah jumla. The next sentence, Aina al-akharun. Where are the others? Here, Aina is the khabar muqaddam, because it's a ism istifham, and al-akharun is the mubtada. Alright, what type of khabar is aina? Yani, it is a mufrad, a single word, not a sentence, nor a shibah jumla. The next sentence, Ali says, Umaru ghaibun, wa hamidun inda al-mudir, wa ishaqu fil mirhad, والحسن ذهب إلى الغرفة إلى غرفة المراقب. So all of these are مبتدا and خبر. يعني عمر is a مبتدا and غائب is a خبر. It's a مفرد. حامد عند المدير. حامد is مبتدا and the ظرف عند and its مضاف إليه is a خبر. عند المدير. What type of خبر? يعني شبه جملة ظرف. وإسحاق في المرحاد يعني إسحاق is a مبتدا and the جار والمجرور في المرحاد is a خبر يعني what type of خبر شبه جملة جاء والمجرور والحسن ذهب إلى الغرفة إلى غرفة المراقب يعني الحسن is the مبتدا and the sentence ذهب is the خبر what type of خبر it is a جملة فعلية. In the next sentence, Abdul Razak says, وَالزُّبِيرُ أَخُوهُ مَرِيدٌ. So Zubair is the مُبْتَدَى, أَخُوهُ مَرِيدٌ is the خَبَر. What type of خَبَر? A جُمْلَ إِسْمِيَّة. أَخُوهُ مَرِيدٌ. The next sentence is a جُمْلَ فِعْلِيَّة. Skip that and go to, مُدَرِّس says, مَاذَا بِهِ. Yani what is wrong with him? So in this sentence, ماذا is the مبتدأ and به is the خبر. What type of خبر? شبه جملة جار ومجرور. Any preposition and its object, به. After this, عبد الرزاق says, what is wrong with him? به مغسن. مغسن. He has قالك or رينو قالك. Here in this sentence, مغسن is the مبتدأ and به is the خبر. What type of خبر? شبه جملة جار ومجرور. A preposition and its object. After this, يعني there's a جملة فعلية يدخل حامد. To the end of that, then the teacher says يا حامد كأنك تريد أن تقول شيئا هل لديك سؤال. يعني here هل لديك سؤال. يعني in this جملة اسمية لديك is the خبر مقدم and سؤال is the مبتدأ يعني مؤخر. And the reason why the مبتدأ is being delayed is because it's indefinite and its خبر is a شبه جملة لديك. يعني لدى is a ظرف and كاف here is the مضاف إليه يعني مبني في محل جر. So the خبر here in هل لديك سؤال, the خبر is لديك. What type of خبر? شبه جملة. What type of شبه جملة? ظرف. After this, أنا مطلوب. يعني حامد says نعم أنا مطلوب. أنا is a مبتدأ, مطلوب is a خبر. What type of خبر? A مفرد. The مدرس says in the next speaker says أن تحضر الدرس خير لك. يعني أن تحضر الدرس خير لك. That you attend the lesson is better for you. أن تحضر is the مبتدأ and it is a مصدر مؤول. The meaning of it is حضورك. حضورك الدرس خير لك. For this sentence, أن تحضر is the مبتدأ, الدرس is the يعني مفعول به of تحضر, خير is the خبر. خير is the خبر. What type of خبر? A مفرد. After this, يعني يدخل الحسن وبيده. يعني يدخل is a جملة فعلية, but بيده علبة. بيده علبة is a جملة اسمية. يعني بيده is the خبر مقدم and علبة is the مبتدأ مؤخر. Why is it delayed? Because it's indefinite and its خبر is a شبه جملة. What type of شبه جملة? جاء والمجرور. يعني B is حرف جاء and يد is مجرور. He is يعني مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر. At the end of this, what continues? يدخل حسن بيده علبة. ماذا في العلبة يا حسن؟ يعني what is in the container, O Hassan. So this ماذا في العلبة, يعني ماذا is the مبتدأ, في العلبة is the خبر. What type of خبر? يعني شبه جملة. What type of شبه جملة? جاء والمجرور. يعني في is حرف جاء and العلبة is اسم مجرور. The next sentence is فيها طباشير. طباشير, in it is chalk. يعني chalk that you write on the board with. فيها is the خبر مقدم, طباشير is the مبتدأ مؤخر. Why is it? يعني مبتدأ مؤخر is delayed because it is نكرة. It's indefinite and its خبر is a شبه جملة. So the خبر in the sentence فيها is a شبه جملة of what type? جار ومجرور. Preposition and its object. The next sentence يدخل المراقب, that's a جملة فعلية. ومعه طالب جديد. معه طالب جديد, يعني معه is the خبر مقدم and طالب is the مبتدأ, is the مبتدأ مؤخر. Why is it مؤخر? It's delayed because it's نكرة. It's indefinite and its خبر is a شبه جملة. Its خبر is a شبه جملة, يعني معه, يعني شبه جملة الظرف, يعني ظرف المكان. معه. And جديد is a not. After this, The last line on page 78 is هذا طالبٌ جديدٌ. هذا is the مبتدأ. طالبٌ is the خبر. جديدٌ is a not describing it. يعني this خبر طالبٌ is a مفرد. Going to the next page. Look at the time. Page 88 at the top of the page. أهلا وسهلا. كيف حالك؟ كيف حالك؟ So كيف is the خبر مقدم being advanced and حالك is the مبتدا مؤخر. How do we know that it is well, first of all, and if we answered the question كيف حالك, we would say حالي, for example, جيد. So حالك in the question is being replaced by حالي. So كيف in the question is being replaced by طيب or جيد. And in the answer حالي طيب or حالي جيد, طيب or جيد is the خبر. Therefore كيف is the خبر. Why is يعني the خبر coming advanced? Because it's a اسم استفهام. And the اسم استفهام must always come first, whether it is the مبتدا or whether it is the خبر. What type of خبر is it? A مفرد. يعني كيف is a مفرد. It's not a sentence. It's not a شبه جملة. After this, the teacher says, well, we could say, هو, يعني كيف حالك, أنا بخير والحمد لله. Both of these are, يعني جملة اسمية, but the مبتدا in أنا بخير is محذوف, and the خبر is بخير. It's what type of خبر? يعني جار ومجرور, a preposition and its object, بي خير. والحمد لله, يعني الحمد is the مبتدا, and لله is the خبر. What type of خبر? يعني it's a شبه جملة, جار ومجرور. The مدرس says ما اسمك, يعني ما هي is the خبر, اسمك is the مبتدا. اسمه is the مبتدا and كا is مضاف إليه في محل جر. If you were to answer this question, ما اسمك, اسمي, or as it came in the answer, منير, يعني meaning اسمي منير. So we know from this, يعني in the question, ما اسمك, اسمك is replaced in the answer with the مبتدا that is omitted, اسمي. So ما is replaced in the answer with منير, and منير is the خبر in اسمي منير. منير is the خبر. So ما in the question is also the خبر مقدم. Why is it coming first? Because it's اسم استفهام. Because it's اسم استفهام. So in this sentence, ما اسمك, the خبر is ما اسم مفرد. And in the answer, منير, the خبر منير is a مفرد. And then, the question ألمانيٌ أنت, يعني ألمانيٌ is the خبر and أنت is the مبتدا, and this is it's يعني it's permissible for to reverse the order of مبتدا and خبر as long as the meaning is not lost. ألمانيٌ أنت, يعني the original order is أنت ألمانيٌ. So أنت is the مبتدا, ألمانيٌ is the خبر. What type of خبر? A مفرد. In the answer, are you a German? لا بريطانيٌ. The أصل of it is لا أنا بريطانيٌ. So أنا is the مبتدا, بريطانيٌ is the خبر. What type of خبر? يعني a مفرد. After this, يعني the fourth line from the bottom, أفي بريطانية مدارس إسلامية. Are there in England Islamic schools? Here in this sentence, أفي بريطانية. في بريطانيا is the خبر, جاء والمجرور. What type of خبر? شبه جملة, جار ومجرور. And مدارس is the مبتدا مقدم, مؤخر. And why is it مؤخر? Because it is نكرة, indefinite. And its خبر is a شبه جملة, في بريطانية. أفي بريطانية مدارس إسلامية. Are they in England Islamic schools? Again, the خبر is بريطانية. And what type of خبر? It's a مفرد. I'm sorry. في بريطانية Fi Britani is the khabar, and what type of khabar is a shibah jumla. Fi Britaniya is a shibah jumla, yani jarun wa majrurun. The answer to this question, na'am, yani meaning na'am, fi Britaniya madarasun islamiyya, yes, there are in England Islamic schools, yani both the mubtada and khabar are omitted in this answer, and the khabar in the answer that is omitted is na'am fi Britaniya madarasu islamiyya. So again, fi Britaniya is the khabar. What type of khabar? Shibah jumla. What type of shibah jumla? Jarun wa majrurun, preposition and its object. And then next to the last line, kam madrasatan hunaka, how many schools are there? In this sentence, kam is the mubtada and hunaka is the khabar. How do we know? Yani the answer to this question could be, for example, how many schools are there? If a person said khamsu madaris hunaka, five schools are there. So khamsu would be the mubtada, and madaris would be yani mudaf ilayhi, yani the ma'dud, and hunaka would be the khabar. And hunaka is a yani what type of khabar? Hunaka is a shibah jumla dharf, yani dharf al makan. Kam madrasatan hunaka. For example, this is not the answer that he gave, but just so that we can see an example, that we can see yani the meaning coming becoming clear. Yani there are five schools there. Yani khamsa madaris hunaka. Hunaka khamsu madaris. Khamsu madaris. Hunaka khamsu madaris. So hunaka is the khabar. What type of khabar? Shibh jumla dharf. Al makan. La adri bil dabd al madarisu kathira. In this answer, we could say that al madarisu kathira is al madarisu is the mubtada and kathiratun is the khabar. What type of khabar? Mufrad. Okay, so this is the end of this. This is the end of, I think this was the last exercise. After this, after exercise number 8 on page 93, we turn to page 94, and we have on page 94 and 95 two charts to look at. On page 94, we have, the title of these two charts are Ba'adu Ahwali Al-Mubtada'i Wal-Khabari, some of the conditions of the Mubtada and Khabar. Number one, Ahwal Al-Mubtada, that's the first chart, Ahwal Al-Mubtada, conditions of the Mubtada, and on page 95, number two, Ahwal Al-Khabar. So we're going to take a look at the Mubtada in this first chart on page 94, and we're going to look at the Khabar in the second chart on page 95. Keeping in mind, the things that we are looking for here are what we looked at in the English key and what we looked at in the Arabic explanation of the rules containing mubtada and khabar. We're looking at the types of mubtada and the types of khabar. And we're also looking at the mubtada normally is definite, but it can be indefinite in certain cases. And we're looking at also the order of mubtada and khabar and when that order can be reversed or changed. And we're looking at the omission of the mubtada or the omission of the khabar or the omission of both of them. And we're also looking at the types of khabar, yani the five types of khabar. And we're also looking at the khabar when it is mufrad, that it should be in agreement with the mubtada in number, singular, dual, or plural, and in gender being masculine or feminine. So let's look at ahwal al-mubtada. There are five columns here. Al-mubtada, they give us the mubtada. Then, yani a sentence in which we have the mubtada, and then they tell us, is that mubtada ma'rifa or is it nakira? Is it ma'rifa or is it nakira? And second, we want to know, is it muqaddam or mu'akhir? Is it advanced or is it delayed? And is it coming in its proper place first or is it delayed coming later after the khabar? And then, if it is delayed or if it is advanced, what is the reason why it is advanced, or what is the reason why it is delayed? Okay, so we're looking here at the ahwal of the mubtada. We want to see, is it ma'rifa or nakira, definite or indefinite? We want to see, is it muqaddam or mu'akhir, advanced or delayed? And we want to see, what is the reason? If it's muqaddam, why is it muqaddam? If it's mu'akhir, why is it mu'akhir? Okay, the first sentence, Allahu ghafurun. Allah is forgiven. The mubtada is the love of the Jalala, Allah. It is ma'rifa, definite. It is muqaddam, it is advanced. Why is it advanced? Because that is the original rule that the muqaddam, that the mubtada comes first. Sentence number two, ajibun kalamuhu. In this sentence, kalamuhu is the mubtada. And it is ma'rifa. How is it ma'rifa? Because it's connected to a pronoun. All pronouns are definite. So a noun that's connected in idafa to a definite word becomes definite. So kalamu is the mubtada. It's definite because it's connected to the pronoun hu. It's mu'akhar. It's delayed. Why is it delayed? Hatha ja'izun. It's permissible to change the order of mubtada and khabar if the meaning is not lost, if there's no confusion about the meaning. So if a person said ajibun kalamuhu, it's clear that they mean kalamuhu ajibun. So the reverse order here is permissible. Number three, عندَكَ سَيَّارَةٌ. With you is a car, or you have a car. Yani in this sentence, سَيَّارَةٌ is the مُبْتَدَى. It's نَكِرَ, سَيَّارَةٌ. It is مُؤَخَّر, it is delayed. Why is it delayed? لِكَوْنِ الْمُبْتَدَى نَكِرَ وَالْخَبَرْ شِبْ جُمْلَى. Why is it delayed? Because it's indefinite. And its خَبَر is a شِبْ جُمْلَى. In that case, yani the order has to be, must be reversed. Yani the khabar is a dharf. Yani عنده. عندك سيارة. Number four. أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ. Is there any doubt about Allah? In this sentence, شَكٌ is the مُبْتَدَى. And it's نَكِرَ. شَكٌ. It's نَكِرَ. And it is مُؤَخَّر. Delayed. Why is it delayed? لِكَوْنِ الْمُبْتَدَى نَكِرَ وَالْخَبَرْ شِبْ جُمْلَى. Yani جَاءُ الْمَجْرُوَى. Yani why is it delayed? Shakun is delayed because it's indefinite and its khabar is a shibh jumla. Fi Allahi. Yani a ja wal majroor. It must then, the order must be changed if the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibh jumla. Number five. Man ghaibun. Who is absent? In this sentence, man is the mubtada and it's nakira because all asmal istifham are nakira. It is muqaddam. Why is it muqaddam? لِكَوْنِ الْمُبْتَدَى ism istifham. It is advanced, men. It's coming first because the mubtada here is an ism istifham, and the ism istifham must always come first. لَهُ لَهَا حَقْ الصَّدَارَ. It has the right to come first. Number six, مَنْ أَنْتَ. In this sentence, أَنْتَ is the mubtada. As you can see if you answer the question, مَنْ أَنْتَ أَنَا الْمُدَرِّسِ. So, yani anta is being replaced by ana, and ana is the mubtada in the answer, therefore, anta is the mubtada in the question. Man anta? Anta is the mubtada, it's ma'arifa, all pronouns are ma'arifa, it's mu'akhar, it's delayed, likawni al-khabr ism istifham. Why is it delayed? Because the khabr is an interrogative pronoun, ism istifham, it must always come first. Number seven, wa anta sumu. وَأَنْتَ سُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is a whole sentence. وَأَنْتَ سُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. In this sentence, the masdar mu'awwal, أَنْتَ سُومُ, is the مُبْتَدَى. It's ma'arifa. It's ma'arifa and it's muqaddam. Yani, why is it advanced coming first? Because that's the huwa al-asl. That the مُبْتَدَى comes first is the asl. How do we know that أَنْتَ سُومُ is, yani, معرفة لأن تقدير صيامكم خير لكم. يعني the meaning of أن تصوموا is صيامكم. And صيام here is connected in إضافة to كم, a pronoun. All pronouns are definite. A word that's connected to a word that is definite also becomes definite. So صيام is definite. And that is the meaning of أن تصوموا صيامكم. Okay, this is the end of the conditions related to the مبتدأ. Now we're going to look at conditions related to the khabar on page 95. So first they have the khabar, yani in a sentence that's underlined, and then they have its type. Is it a mufrad, single word? Is it a jumla of either type, jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? Or is it a shibh jumla of either type, ajarun wa majrurun
or a zarf.
Okay, so they gave us five sentences. Each one of them represent a different type of khabar. Okay, in the first sentence, ad-deenu yusrun. Ad-deenu yusrun. The deen is easy. Ad-deenu is the muftada marfoon with dhamma. Yusrun is the khabar. It's a mufrad. It's not a sentence. It's not a shibah jumla. In the second sentence, al-mudarrisu عند المديري, the teacher is with the principal. In this sentence, المدرسو is the مبتدا مرفوع with dhamma, and the ظرف عند is the خبر along with its مضاف إليه المديري, مضاف إليه مجرور. So what type of خبر شبه جملة, what type of شبه جملة, ظرف adverb of place, ظرف المكان. Number three, الطلاب في الملعب, the students are in the playground. In this sentence, At-tullabu is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma, and fil mal'abi is the khabar. What type of khabar? Shibu jumla, al-jaru wal-majruru, yani preposition, and the ism majrur, that is this object. Number four, an-niyatu mahalluha al-qalbu. The niyya, its place where it resides, is in the heart. Mahalluha, its mahal, its place, the place of the niyyah is the heart. It's not to be spoken on the tongue. The place of the niyyah is in the heart. It is not to be expressed on the tongue. And niyyatu is the mubtada marfu in the dhamma. And the whole sentence, mahalluha al-qalb, yani which is a jumla ismiya, the whole sentence is the khabar. The khabar here is a jumla. Jumlatun ismiyatun. Mahalluha al-qalb. In this sentence, mahalluha or mahallu, mahalluha or mahallu is the of the sentence. That's the khabar. This whole sentence is the khabar for an-niyya. This sentence, mahalluha al-qalb, yani mahallu is the khabar. مرفون with dhamma has مضاف إليه مبني في محل جار القلب is the مبتدا يعني مرفون with dhamma. Number five, الإسلام يجب ما كان قبله. الإسلام removes whatever was before it. يعني a person enters Islam, it removes the sins that they committed before it. الإسلام يجب, it erases, it removes, ma meaning alladhi kana qablahu, qabla al-Islam. And that is if a person, yani, enters Islam and they don't go back to the sins that they were committing before Islam. If they go back to those sins again, then what they did before and what they did after Islam, they will be accounted for. Al-Islamu yajubbu ma kana qablahu. Yani here, al-Islamu is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma, and the entire sentence, يعني the jumla fi'liya yajubbu ma kana qablahu, that sentence is the khabar. يعني what type of khabar? يعني jumla fi'liya, a verbal sentence, is the khabar here. Yajubbu ma kana qablahu, yajubbu alladhi kana qablahu. Al-Islam removes, erases, eliminates what a person did before they entered into Islam. So here we see the five types of khabar: mufrad, shibh jumla, that's a dharf, شبه جملة that's جاء والمجرور في الملعب, and the خبر that is a جملة اسمية محلها القلب, and the خبر that's a جملة فعلية يجب أو يجب ما كان قبله. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. So we're going to stop here. And just be reminded that this is the end of this lesson. So next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be taking a new lesson, lesson number 12. And lesson number 12 is, I don't know if I have it here in front of me, but yeah, lesson number 12 is going to be an interesting lesson that we're going to deal with some details of the maful and fihi, yani dharf al-zaman and dharf al-makan. We're going to deal with some details, and we've seen the maful and fihi previously in previous levels, but in this lesson, inshallah, we're going to deal with it in detail. Okay, so for homework, and we can start with our homework, starting with the English key on page 48, 49, 50, and 51. Okay, I guess that would be sufficient for homework tomorrow, and then the next day, inshallah, we can look at the Arabic text on page 96 and 97 and start doing at least the first exercise, which is a comprehension exercise. Now, and then in the following days, we'll look at the detailed explanation of mafa'ulun fihi. The mafa'ulun fihi, yani, which is indicating the time or the place in which an action takes place. So mafa'ulun fihi includes two types of dharf, dharf al-zaman and dharf al-makan. The adverb of time and the adverb of place. Alright, so we're going to be looking at the details of this in the coming session. For homework, inshallah, start with the English key, maybe for tomorrow, and then the Arabic text, dialogue for the following day, and then exercises following that. We're going to stop here with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us a tawfiq, success in doing whatever we do. Sincerely for His sake alone, with ikhlas and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognize and record and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors and acts of disobedience, and that He keep us yani firm, that He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him, in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen.